This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is, a glance at the calendar confirms, mid-March in the year 2019. But politically speaking, things feel more like March 2020. More than a dozen Democrats are in the presidential race. Feels like there are more getting in every day, followed, depending on who it is who's getting in, by a stream of money. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports now from Washington, on a particular political money turn of phrase you have probably been hearing a lot lately.
I am no longer accepting corporate PAC checks.
I will not take corporate PAC money.
Boy, I wouldn't be doing my job well if I didn't mention that since we're not taking corporate PAC money.
Those were Democratic presidential candidates Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, and Pete Buttigieg, swearing off donations from corporate political action committees, PACs. It makes for a powerful pledge, but what does rejecting that money mean for a campaign's bottom line?
Well, for presidential candidates, it doesn't really mean too much.
Brendan Glavin is a senior data analyst at the Campaign Finance Institute. He points out that corporate PACs can donate only $5,000 per candidate. That money means a lot in, say, a congressional race, but
historically, presidential campaigns are about individual contributions.
For instance, corporate PAC money made up just 0.01% of the money Donald Trump raised in the 2016 election. For Hillary Clinton, it was
less than 0.5% of the money she raised.
So why so much of this?
That's why I have said I will not take corporate contributions.
Branding, says David Rare, director of the Center for Civic Engagement at George Mason University. Rare was a lobbyist for years. He's also run a couple of PACs. He says candidates may well be opposed to corporate money in politics. Then there's enlightened self-interest.
Is the value of the corporate money I'm going to receive greater than the value of the votes and support I receive from people who are distasteful of corporate PACs?
And why corporate PACs in particular? Industry groups, associations, and nonprofits have PACs too. Rare finds the backlash kind of ironic.
Many voters don't like corporations and therefore are suspicious of corporate PACs, when it is probably the cleanest money in politics today, the way it is regulated and the limits that are put on it.
Clean is a pretty relative term when it comes to money in politics. But corporate PACs do have restrictions on who can contribute, how much, and the PAC has to disclose its spending and its donors.
And they're pretty clear about why they're giving to candidates. They give to candidates or members of Congress that they believe help their bottom lines.
Tiffany Muller is president of End Citizens United. She's happy so many candidates are rejecting corporate PACs, or even all PAC money, but it's the big money she's worried about, especially from super PACs, which can't donate directly to candidates, but can raise and spend unlimited money to support or oppose one.
What we're hoping is that we actually could get all candidates to disavow single-candidate super PAC help.
But even with all the disavowing, rejecting, and refusing, companies will still have plenty of ways to influence the 2020 campaign. They often sponsor the party conventions, executives and staff can donate on an individual basis, and that's the money we can see. So-called dark money is sure to play a big role in 2020 as well, and we'll get little or no information about where it's coming from. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.